Greetings. Greetings, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. Today's recording date is Sunday, December the 11th, 2011. Now, this is the Mind of God program. And on the Mind of God program, we endeavor daily to fight the wicked mentality of warfare, bloodshed, division, destruction of the human family, destruction of the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. We want to leave that mentality. We want to leave the mentality of the Illuminati Masonic Order. We want to leave the mentality of the Rothschilds and Oppenheimers. We want to leave the mentality of the 1%, 2%, 5%, 10%. We want to elevate and leave out from that mentality, climb up out of that mentality, and climb up into the mind of God. The mind of Christ, the mind of Yahshua, the mind of Yahuwah, the mind of Allah, the mind of Illah, the mind of Amen, Amenet, the mind that seeks to deliver the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. We want to climb up into that mind, and when we do so, we will find that we will break down all the barriers and the divisions and the boundaries that separate us. We will understand that the fight is between the oppressed and the oppressor. We will break down racial barriers, break down ethnic barriers, break down religious barriers, break down barriers of denomination. If you're a Muslim and I'm a Christian, if you're with the nation and you're with the Orthodox community, if you are Rasta, if you are Jehovah's Witness, all of us are the oppressed. And it is up to all of us to unite and stand alongside each other and together fight this wicked Babylon system. Fight the mentality of the Rothschilds and Oppenheimers. Fight this wicked economic system of wickedness that destroys the human family. We have to do it together, sisters and brothers. And when we come into this reality, we will find that we will organize together for freedom, justice, and equality. We will find that together with the mind of Christ, which is the mind to deliver the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed from the oppressor, and destroy the wicked system of the oppressor, we will find that as we do that and work for that, we will manifest the kingdom of God in heaven here and now on this earth. Freedom, justice, and equality. We are ready and willing to ally ourselves with any political organization, religious, revolutionary, who is of like mind. My beautiful sister, Venice, she's my producer, helper, engineer, facilitator, coordinator of this website. You may contact me by emailing yahlove@comcast.net, yahlove@comcast.net. Let us pause now and give thanks and praises unto the Most High Father and the Most High Mother. We give praises to the Almighty Father, the Almighty Creator. In the African Hebrew language, the Most High Father, the word for Father is Ab, or you can say Abba. Putting that together with Yahweh, you get Yahweh Abba. Numbers chapter 11, Moses addresses Yahweh as having the attribute and characteristic of begetting. That's the Father. In the African Arabic language, the name of the Father is Allah, spelled A-L-L-A-H. And that word Allah is also an African Hebrew word, and it means to cause to ascend, to go up. And that's what we're doing. We're going up in this consciousness, in this knowledge and wisdom and understanding. In Egypt, that same Most High Father was known as Amen, the hidden and unseen Father. You say Amen at the end of your prayers, that's Africa, that's Egypt. In the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as Native Americans, that same Most High Father was known and is known as the Great and the Grand Father. Now we must pause and give praises to our Almighty Mother, the Almighty Creatress. Mother Holy Spirit, the Almighty Creatress, she is referred to, Mother Holy Spirit, is referred to in the book of Proverbs in the feminine and given the feminine title of wisdom. That word wisdom is feminine, chakma. That word wisdom, that Hebrew word for wisdom, is feminine. You may find it on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. It's feminine, referring to a feminine entity. In this case, our mother, the Holy Spirit. Now, the word for mother in the African Hebrew language is Ain. So putting that together with Yahweh, you get Yahweh Ain. Now, in that same Numbers chapter 11, Moses addresses Yahweh as having the characteristic of conceiving. He saw in Yahweh the characteristics of to beget and conceive. He saw in Yahweh Father and Mother. And the word Yahweh, compilation of three words, Yad, He, Vav, He, it has to do with the science of begetting and conceiving and bringing forth in the birth process. So, in the Living Bible translation of St. Matthew chapter 1 and verses 19 and 20, we learn that our Mother, the Holy Spirit, conceived Jesus. Mother Holy Spirit is not only the mother of Jesus, but she is your, my, our mother as well, mother of creation, mother of universe, mother of stars, moon, planet, sun, as Father is Father of the same. In the African Hebrew language, the name and title of Mother Holy Spirit are Ruach HaKadosh. Now that word Ruach, found under the number 7307, on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary, that word Ruach is feminine, because Mother Holy Spirit is feminine. And I understand that in the African Arabic language, Holy Spirit is feminine as well. In the African Arabic language, Mother Holy Spirit is Illah, I-L-L-A-H. Now, our Islamic sisters and brothers say, when they open a prayer or open a meeting or open a function, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Now, who is the Illah? Bismillah, B-I-S-M-I-L-L-A-H. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Illah is the mother. And Rahman ar-Rahim means the beneficent and the merciful. And Rahman ar-Rahim is rooted in an Arabic word that has to do with the womb, W-O-M-B. So properly understood, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim means in the name of our mother, the womb through whom we receive beneficence and mercy. In Egypt, Mother Holy Spirit was known as Amenet, the hidden and unseen mother. In the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as Native Americans, Mother Holy Spirit is known as the Great and the Grandmother. So, with great pleasure and honor, I greet you, my dear, wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family, in the name and title of our Lord and Savior, the Black African Revolutionary Hebrew Messiah, Jesus the Christ. In the African Hebrew language, his name and title are Yahshua HaMashiach. Believe it or not, sisters and brothers, we prove it every day that Christ has this day been revealed and manifested in the personality of His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile I, Selassie I, Jah Rastafari, Jesus Christ, new name, in these last days of judgment in Babylon. Emperor Haile I, Selassie I of Ethiopia, the 225th king in the 3,000-year-old Solomonic dynasty. Emperor Haile I, Selassie I, Rastafari, was crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, November 2nd, 1930. Now, so I and I say Jah, Rastafari, Haile I, Selassie I, as Jesus Christ, new names in these last days of judgment in Babylon. You see, this is to teach us that Christ desires to be revealed and manifested within your, my, our personalities, thereby making all of our names the new names of Jesus Christ in this time, in fulfillment of the book of Revelation chapter 3 and verse 12. Bob Marley say, many people think He's coming again as Jesus, but it say He couldn't come again as Jesus. He had to come in a new name. And your name and my name is that new name that Christ would come and manifest in. I and I. You and me are the I and I, and Haile I, Selassie I, Rastafari I. The first I refers to your original self and yourself united with the human family, united with the creator, creatures, united with the creation. The second I refers to the human family outside of yourself. The human family outside of yourself, also united with the Most High. Father, creator, mother, creatress, and united with creation. You see, all of us are divine manifestations of divinity living in this divine universe because this divine universe came from divine, the Most High Father, the Most High Mother, the divine sun, moon, stars, planet. We live under the sun, moon, stars, divinity. We live under the divine Milky Way, on this divine planet that we call Earth, in this divine physical house we call our physical bodies. And when we look around today, sisters and brothers, we can see that Christ is here, that Christ is manifesting. That Spirit of Christ, which is the Spirit to deliver the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. We pray for the second coming. And we are looking at the second coming in this time when we look at the sisters and brothers rise up with that spirit to deliver the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. Look at the Occupy movement. Look at the Occupy movement in America. The Occupy movement, I heard from Tavis Smiley, is in China. He was in China, in Hong Kong, and saw all of these tents. And it was the Occupy movement in China, in Hong Kong, taking a cue from the Occupy movement in America. Christ is here. Christ is in China, moving the people to say, we do not like the wealth gap. My brother Tavis was in China talking about the wealth gap, that he got encouragement from seeing the tents and the Occupy movement in China, and told a bunch of wealthy Chinese sisters and brothers that the wealth gap, we must do away with that wealth gap. Too much poverty, too much impoverishment. It should be no poverty, no impoverishment on the planet, because the wealth in the planet is here to sustain all human beings. And so, Christ is here. Christ is in Africa, moving among the sisters and the brothers. Christ is in Asia, South Korea. Sisters and brothers are rising up and saying they do not like these economic deals that are being forced down their throats. Christ is in Britain. There was a general strike held not long ago. Sisters and brothers do not like the austerity program in Europe. Christ is moving in Spain and Portugal and France and whatnot. Christ is moving all over. That Spirit of Christ is here. Let us tap into that Spirit of Christ. That Spirit of Christ that will give us the impetus to rise up and deliver the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed. We have something to celebrate because Mumia Abu-Jamal, that wonderful Jesus and Christ in our midst. He has the spirit of Jesus, the spirit of Christ, Mumia Abu-Jamal, in jail for over 2 decades, approaching 3 decades, for a crime he did not commit. Evidence to his innocence hidden by the system. And we're going to get to that word hidden in Revelation very quickly. Racism rampant in his trial. Sisters and brothers like Ramona Africa, my beautiful sister who has the spirit of Christ within her person, has been working. She has been working, and others have been working to free up the brother. So we have gained a victory. He was moved, Mumia Abu-Jamal, was moved from death row. He's no longer on death row from what I understand, but he is yet in jail. And so that's a victory, but not the full victory. We want to see Mumia Abu-Jamal walk the streets of Philadelphia, a free man. We want to see all of those Black Panthers and activists, sisters and brothers, free. We want to see the whole of us who are in jail unjustly. We want to see the captives free, because this whole wicked system is geared to jailing Black and brown and people of what they say of so-called color. Whereas the crime is rampant in the Caucasian community, the white community. The guns and the drugs and the criminality is more prevalent in the white community because of their greater population in America. But all of the focus is on the Black and the brown community. And we make up 60, 70, 80, 90% of those in jail unjustly. And so we want to see all of us free. We want to see all of us able to live a free life as a full, mature human being. That's what we desire. And that's what we are working for. So we are thankful unto the Most High for this victory for Mumia Abu-Jamal. And we say to Ramona Africa, we say to all of those, Fred Hampton, son of Fred Hampton Sr., Fred Hampton Jr., working to free up all the political prisoners. We say to all of those sisters and brothers, you have the spirit of Christ. I honor you. And I say, let us keep working for the full freedom. Now let's get to the book of Revelation. These 7 letters written to the 7 churches. That was set up by Paul to fight Rome, to fight Caesar, to fight the wicked system at that time. And this system is a rebirthing of the old Greco-Roman system. You know, in Revelation, it talks about that Rome would suffer a death blow. And people would think that Rome was dead, but Rome would come again. And Rome suffered that death blow around the 5th century AD with the arrival of the Huns and the arrival of the Muslims. And for 1,000 years, Rome was dead. People thought Rome was gone and dead, just like the scripture said. And then after 1,000 years, here come Rome, reconstituted in the new nations of Europe. And then they, having that same wicked spirit, came back into the Middle East and began to kill and kill and kill African Hebrews and kill African Muslims and kill African indigenous people and those peoples of that region. And so we are looking at around the 1st century AD in the book of Revelation, chapter 2, verse 17. And this church, I believe it's yet Pergamos we're dealing with. We're going to leave Pergamos soon. Yeah, Pergamos. That's the elevated church. Let me see. Let me make sure. 4010 height or elevation. And so that church, the Pergamos church, was elevated to fight Rome, to fight Caesar, to fight all of those petty bourgeoisie elite sellouts who were working on behalf of Rome to help to kill and destroy and rape the people in that day. And so Paul set up the churches to fight such a wicked system, based on what he knew and learned from Yahshua Christus, Jesus Christ, who is that one that is the supreme revolutionary, able to teach us knowledge and wisdom and overstanding that we may fight this wicked system and be the winner. Let me pause and say, this is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is the Mind of God program. Thinkaboutit.org. Today's recording date, Sunday, December the 11th, 2011. And so, Jesus is giving dictation to John, another African revolutionary. And we got into Pergamos, and we were talking about a hidden manna last session. In verse 17, chapter 2 of Revelation, it says, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches." Now, that's Mama Holy Spirit talking. You see, in the Greek language, Mama Holy Spirit is neutered, referred to as an it. In the Latin language, Mama Holy Spirit is transgendered into a male, made masculine. But in the Hebrew, 7307, in your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, on the Hebrew side, Spirit is feminine because Holy Spirit is our mother, the one through whom we are born and reborn. So Mother Holy Spirit is talking in this scripture, and Mother Holy Spirit is going to give us instruction. And Mother Holy Spirit says to us, continuing in verse 17, chapter 2, "To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it." I want to go back to that hidden manna. Because, you see, give us to eat hidden manna. You know, famine in the land, starvation in the earth. Why is that? Because those in power have denied food to the sisters and brothers. Rothschilds and Oppenheimers are manipulating the food markets, driving the food and that which the people need to live, driving the price out of the range of the masses of the people. Because most people on the earth work for a dollar a day and less. How can we continue to tolerate such a wicked system? We who have a job, we who have a home, we who have a house, it is our obligation and responsibility to stand up and make it so that no one lives on a dollar a day, that all has equal access to the land, the wealth, the resources. So Mama Holy Spirit says, "I'm gonna give to eat the one that overcometh. To him that overcometh will I give to eat the hidden manna." Give to eat. Rome, Caesar, denying the people food. Rome, Caesar, denying the people substance and sustenance. Denying the people access to their land, their wealth, their resources. The people dying. The people plundered. The people suffering. Holy Spirit, through the church, is set up to free up the people. Did you know that many in the church at that time, following the program of Jesus and following the Old Testament law, began to purchase the freedom of sisters and brothers? Because it's against, slavery is against the law. Exploitation is against the law. Debt slavery, usury is against the law. No ruler but the Most High. Any ruler outside of the Most High is against the law. So, the Hebrews, the Israelite nation ruled by Caesar, against the law. And Caesar is wicked. He has no right to rule anyone because he's wicked. That's a lesson to all modern day rulers. If you're wicked, you have no right to rule and be over anyone. You see, that patch of land that's called Israel is not the Israel. The whole earth is Israel. The whole earth is Jerusalem. The whole earth, the whole universe is Zion. And anywhere in Zion, we don't want wickedness and wicked rulers. We don't want any wicked Caesars and wicked Roman elites at all. Then or now in the Rothschilds and Oppenheimers, they have no right to rule anyone. So the church purchased the freedom of the sisters and the brothers because the people needed to come out of suffering and be able to eat. Do you know that the communion was the type of feast that gave poor people food because people didn't have food. And so those who did have food were supposed to hold back and allowed the poor to eat, because that was the only full meal that was able to be obtained by poor and impoverished people. The whole church is set up for the poor. The whole church is set up to raise up the oppressed and fight on behalf of the oppressed. And so Mama Holy Spirit says, I'm going to give him that overcometh eat. I will give to eat of the hidden manna. Now, that word hidden, you see, that which we need has been hidden. That word is krypto, 2928 on the Greek side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. To hide, to conceal, to be hid, to escape notice. Metaphorically, to conceal that it may not become known. And so, food, sustenance, everything that we need has been hidden by the wicked ruling class, meaning it is out of our reach. That's why the Occupy movement is talking about the 1%, because the 1% has taken everything and in effect hidden everything that is needed by the 80%, 85%, 90%, and 99%. So Mama Holy Spirit says she's going to give us to eat of that which is hidden, the hidden manna. The word manna means, what is it? Because they didn't know what it was. Remember in the Old Testament, when the sisters and brothers were in the wilderness, and they had just come out of slavery, didn't have any land yet. And so, in that interim period, the Most High provided food from heaven to the earth, and they gleaned it every morning and began to eat. And they said, what is this? We know not where it comes from. Where did this come from? We know the Most High provided it, but what is it? That hidden manna, hidden food to sustain you in the wilderness for 40 years in the wilderness, the children of Israel, the African Hebrew Israelite nation, were in the wilderness 40 years. And during that time, this hidden food provided by the Most High. So we are in a wilderness. And how are we getting by? Because the Most High, Mama Holy Spirit, the Most High Father, is providing hidden food to us to sustain us. And providing the knowledge that we must come together to make our lives better and do away with the wicked oppressor. Everything that's been hidden and concealed, the Most High, the Mama Holy Spirit, and the Most High Father are revealing to us that which has been hidden. And this is not only just physical food, physical wealth and resources. This is also spiritual as well. Because, sisters and brothers, the whole system is run by the Illuminati Masonic Order, the Rothschilds, the Oppenheimers, the wicked ruling class and ruling families, the 1%, 2%, 5% wicked ruling class. And they have hidden knowledge and wisdom and understanding spiritually, mentally, morally, and physically. They control the schools. They control your secular schools. They control your religious schools. In Sunday school today, I was speaking about the fact that the black man and woman of the Americas and the Caribbean are the true African Hebrew Israelite nation. The state of Israel is not the Israel of your Bible. The European Jew is from Russia. The Khazars, K-H-A-Z-A-R-S, is their tribal origin. They are converts to the Hebrew religion in the 7th, 8th, 9th centuries A.D., and they are the descendants of the Hyksos, who enslaved our African Hebrew and African Egyptian ancestors. And they, when they invaded, the European Jew, invaded in 1948, that land that we call Palestine, Israel, they were in fulfillment of the book of Ezekiel, chapter 38, chapter 39, which talks about Gog and Magog would come into the land from Russia, where the European Jew is from, and they would come into Israel, Palestine, kill, destroy, rape, plunder, but they, in the end, would be destroyed because of their wickedness. All of this knowledge is hidden by the Illuminati Masonic Order, by those in power, hidden knowledge. And so Mama, Holy Spirit, through the Nation of Islam and through the Rastafari community, revealed to us, if we would listen, that this whole history has been made fictitious and the truth has been hidden. This would free us, sisters and brothers. We would, if we would act on this hidden knowledge, we would break the chains, because Israel, this state of Israel, lies to the human family and tells us that they are the Israel of the Bible and that they have the right to steal from the Palestinians and that they have the right to kill and destroy anyone they decide to do so. Israel's Mossad, along with America's CIA and Britain's MI5 and 6, go all over the earth killing and destroying. And so America, they said, hey, if they're chosen, we're chosen too. And so those that so-called founded America said they founded America for God and that they had the right to kill and destroy the Native Americans and they had the right to enslave Africans. See how this wickedness steamballed? Because the truth has been hidden. Father and Mother, Mama, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit is the symbol for wisdom. The Most High Father is the symbol for knowledge. This hidden knowledge and wisdom is being revealed to us if we would listen to what Mama, Holy Spirit is saying. The knowledge of civilization, the knowledge of science, the knowledge of technology, all of that which goes into producing a high level civilization. It has been hidden from the masses of the people. And so we, the masses of the people, we spiral in death and decadence. Our beautiful sister Ava Muhammad last Sunday, which was the 4th, December the 4th, 2011, talked about Pluto and how Pluto, as it revolves around the sun, is, I think 4 million miles away from the sun. I don't think it's 4 billion, but I think it's 4 million miles away from the sun. 4 billion or 4 million. But it revolves in such a manner that half of its landmass remains in the darkness and the other half remains in the light. And we who have been robbed of our knowledge of self and our knowledge of Africa and our knowledge of our original religion are spiraling in darkness like Pluto. But there is light. Otherwise, Pluto wouldn't be able to move in its orbit at 1,037 and a third miles per hour around the sun. And so yet, even though we are in this state of darkness, and darkness is the place where things are born, where we are birthed. The womb of your mother is darkness. The womb of the earth is triple darkness. And the womb of the universe is triple darkness. And in that darkness is birth. And as we look at this Occupy movement, we see the birthing of revolution and the birthing of the Spirit of Christ to deliver us into the light. And so that we may be birthed out of the darkness into the light with this hidden knowledge. Now, the knowledge of Africa is not just for black people. The knowledge of Africa is for the human family. Even you who refer to yourselves as communist and socialist, those two systems come from Africa. My brother, Solomon Komishon, was talking about how the communists and the socialists under Karl Marx only adapted to a system that in reality was African. But this knowledge is hidden from us. So Mother Holy Spirit comes to show us the way and reveal to us that which has been hidden from us. Let me look up this scripture right quick about knowledge. Because the whole idea is that we must go after knowledge. And the Most High Father is, and the male is a symbol of knowledge. And the female and Mama Holy Spirit symbolize wisdom. And so we have been robbed of knowledge. And so Mother Holy Spirit is trying to tell us that we need to get our knowledge back, that which has been hidden from us. You see, your Masonic order, they work on secrets. The system works on secrets, hiding the truth of the government, hiding the wickedness of the government, hiding what the CIA does, hiding how the system is geared to destroy the human family. There's so much wickedness that the government does on behalf of the corporations and on behalf of the Rothschilds and Oppenheimers. So much wickedness has been hidden, locked away. Secrets, above top secret. And Mama Holy Spirit, through our various leaders, have come to reveal to us that which has been hidden. And so the problem is that we do not know. We need to know. We need knowledge. And with knowledge comes wisdom. Jesus in chapter 13 of Matthew, verse 11, says, he answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. Now let me see if I can get some context out of that. And the disciples came and said unto him, why speakest thou unto them in parables? He answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. For whosoever hath, to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance, but whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away even that he hath. Jesus giving knowledge to the disciples and knowledge to his followers, in plain sight of the wicked ruling class and families of the Israelite nation who were ruling on behalf of Caesar and Rome. And so this hidden knowledge, this mysterious knowledge, the mysteries of the kingdom of God, mystery 3466 on the Greek side, mysterion, it means, it's 3466 on the Greek side, it means a hidden thing, secret, mystery, generally mysteries, religious secrets confided only to the initiated and not to ordinary mortals. Now look how the Masonic order, the Illuminati Masonic order, functions on secrets that are only revealed to the initiated. You see, these that are in power have been privy to the knowledge of the kingdom of God. The kingdom of heaven, the whole of the universe, the whole of creation is the kingdom. And the knowledge that has been hidden and made a mystery is now being revealed to the oppressed masses of the people. The kingdom, 932, Greek side, Basileia, it means the royal power, kingship, dominion, and rule. And so we are revealing, because of Jesus, the whole of the mysteries of the kingdom, the whole of how to take power from the oppressed, the whole knowledge and wisdom of how to overthrow the oppressed, the oppressor, how to take power from the oppressor and overthrow the oppressor. This is what Jesus was doing. Jesus was teaching the poor, the afflicted, the needy, and the oppressed, teaching the oppressed in that day how to overthrow Caesar out of their minds and how to unite and how to coordinate and organize and create a new community that would absolutely be obedient to the laws of God. Freedom, justice, and equality, the kingdom of God in heaven here and now on this earth. We're going to take our first break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.